Aren't you thankful that we can lean upon the arms of Jesus? I think that was one of Brother Dan P's favorite songs, Leaning on Jesus. I'd like to look, if you want to follow along with us, over in Psalms 127. Psalms 127. Appreciate Brother Murray mentioned last night something about the foundations, and I thought of that scripture about if the foundations are destroyed, what will the righteous do? And Brother Charles last night, he really emphasized the foundations. What we're doing is trying to raise our children in the Bible way, the biblical way. And he emphasized prayer. Real prayer is the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I'd like to look again here in this 127th Psalm, and I like to think of it even like over in the love chapter, it said, you know, if you give your body to be burned, and you don't have charity, it doesn't profit you anything. If you have faith so much that you can remove mountains, and yet you don't have charity, it doesn't profit you anything. And it went down the line saying all the things, the essential thing, the love of God in our heart. And now this speaks about that if we don't have the Lord in the building and raising of our children and our family, then it's a hopeless cause. But I'm so thankful that godly parents, day by day, you know, you can't do it for a week and then slide along or do it for a month. But it's every single day, moment by moment, that leaning and depending on the Lord, leaning on the arms of Jesus. Psalms 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And as I was reading this, and you can think of it as we read these verses, the one side is, if the Lord doesn't build the house, we're laboring in vain. But on the other side, if the Lord does build the house, our labor is not in vain. Our labor is not in vain. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. And then he just sort of lays out the whole family situation here in verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, and they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. And before we go any further, let's just bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for thy help and thy presence. And as we're gathered here together, we know that the home cannot be built without the guidance and direction of God. And we know that nothing that we can do here this morning can avail anything except that God is here. And we pray that thou will be our special guest today, Lord, and that thou will speak through each the lips that bring the word to our hearts, and may our hearts be tender and help our hearts to be receptive to thy holy word. Help us, Lord, to lean heavy upon thee. Help us not to become independent, Lord, but help us to lean upon the everlasting arms of Jesus. Open the word to our hearts now this morning, and we shall give thee all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. These little psalms here are just some of my special ones. I could just read them about every day over and over and get something out of them every time, even more. That next psalm says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. And I believe here's another situation that puts us in a place to receive the help of God, is if we fear Him. We fear God, and then we walk in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Now here again we see the family situation. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. What a blessing it is to sit down. And now it's sort of different in our home. Used to be, here we sat and the six children, the table was full. And now sometimes it's just Mama and me and maybe a couple. Until all the grandchildren come home, and then there's not room around the table, and we fill the living room up and the dining room and the other room. And it even speaks about our grandchildren here. It says, behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. There it is again. The man will be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. And here's the grandchildren in verse 6. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. And Israel many times is spoken of as God's church, God's people. And as we put these two chapters together, there are just a couple of verses that I think that really will clinch it completely in the 126th chapter. If we do this, thinking about our children, our precious children, as they come into our homes, I thought of my first son as I held him in my arms and thought, a precious soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. And here he was in my arms, my first child. And I remember when he cried the first time. And that was sweet to my ears. And there was a minister standing close to me. He said, that'll help in a lot of times, you know. You'll hear that a lot. But in chapter 126 and verse 5 and 6, and here's the secret. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Parents, don't give up. Pray. If a child looks like they're going wayward, pray. Be faithful to them. And sow in tears, and you will reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, and that's the word of God, it will bring forth fruit, shall doubtless, I thought that's something in it, there's no doubt, no shadow of a doubt, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And if we could just sing that song, will the circle be unbroken? And we can all make it to heaven and bring every one of our precious children in. And this doesn't just include our families, but it includes our neighbors and the ones we see every day. Bring them all to Jesus. Bring in our sheaves in to the celestial city. Why don't we stand for prayer?